Thank you, sir. Tomorrow's program will be a little different in that Brooklyn Beatty will be with us tomorrow as opposed to Friday. Lee Kelso will be on with us tomorrow as per usual, but we will also do our Friday at 5 free-for-all tomorrow on Thursday because we do have a program on Friday, but it's going to be held out at the VIP get-together before the Republican dinner that's going to be held with Senator Scott out at Cerruti's. So we got a lot going on, so I couldn't have anybody other than all of the politicos we're going to be talking to, including Senator Scott, on Friday. So we'll do the free-for-all tomorrow. All that being said, let's continue to plunge through this program today, Wednesday as we know it, and standing by right here from trailtozero.org, a special activity that's happening from here in town. Eric Johnson is with us. Eric, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
Hi, Pat. Good talking with you today.
Yeah, the last time we got together and talked was when? The opening of the Vietnam Wall out there at the O'Day Road location?
Yes, it was, May 29th. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it's been a while. Well, I got news for you. Fun flies when you're doing time, too, but that's a totally different...
Yeah, that's true.
You are doing something that's called Trail to Zero. This is overseen by an organization called Braveheart. It's a ride to end veteran suicide. And you know, occasionally you'll see a movie or a documentary or something about veteran suicide, and you'll feel bad about it for a while. Then it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. But we're losing veterans to suicide at numbers over 20 veterans every day.
And that's increasing. They just the Pentagon just published a report, Pat, that said suicides are up in the military by 15%.
Oh, my.
Which is an alarming number. The Trails to Zero really is a horseback ride, 20 miles, 20 the inference to 20 veterans a day committing suicide.
Right.
They want to reduce that number to zero, so they call it their awareness campaign, and they'll start at Southeast Fort Wayne and travel all the way across town, through downtown, and out to the Shrine. And at the Shrine, we'll gather. And Mike Pence is supposed to pick up on the ride around Buckner's Park on the way out, ride the last 2.8 miles in.
So well, that'll be awesome.
Kind of excited to have Mike available and have this great cause to really bring to the forefront the serious problem with veteran suicide.
I have seen the former vice president in several venues. I've never seen him horseback, so that'll be kind of interesting to see that. Now, I know that there are riding groups in and around the Fort Wayne area, and they're going to be linking up with you, and they've got riders and horses. But we're not talking about if you don't have a horse and you can't ride, then don't take part in the event. They can still take part in the event because people can come out and meet out there place there on O'Day Road at the memorial that's out there, right? I mean, just because I didn't ride a horse out there, I could still come out and be part of that.
Well, you can come. The route starts out on Wayne Trace and makes its way to the Indiana Tech Athletic Fields out at Tillman and Calhoun. That'll be the first stop break. And then the next stop break is the Silver parking lot at Parkview, and that'll be about noon. And there'll be veterans organizations set up to distribute information, literature on benefits for veterans. And they'll be downtown by the courthouse to get a shot of the horses and all the riders. There's going to be 29 horses, Pat, in this whole thing.
Wow.
And then they move out to St. Francis, East parking lot, and then to Buckner Park, and then out to the Shrine. So anywhere along that trail, and you can go to Trail to Zero and find the map. But this goes on all day, and they'll be in the city. And if you want to go out and wish a veteran well, these are all veterans that either have PTSD, they may have an emotional issue, they may be disabled. But Summit Equestrian, Allison Wheaton from Summit Equestrian, she's been doing this for a number of years already.
Yeah, I've had her on the program before. She's an amazing woman.
Oh, yeah. They do a wonderful job out at Summit Equestrian.
Yeah, they really do.
But we don't know the healing power. You know, you really don't know the healing power. You know, that you can have PTSD in every clinic that the VA could offer or private practice, but there's something about the healing power of a horse, Pat, that just it transmits something that a veteran's never experienced, and it's helping these guys unbelievably.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. This might sound like a weird aside, but Kim and I, just in the last few months, have really started watching the program on Heartland, which is a program it's centered around horses, and you see, and some of it's acting and some of it's not, some of the incredible things that horses can do for people, be they children or older people or those that have thought about suicide. And I think it's awesome that Braveheart's Trail to Zero has zeroed in on that and realized the healing power that horses can have. I think it's great to have Allison here in our area because she's very aware of all of that. But to have this event, to have the former vice president show up, I think shows the weight of this activity and how much he believes in what it is that's going on. But if people, here's what I'll do. You've sent me the map. I'm going to put a link of that up on our website. So after we get done talking here a little bit, Eric, people can go there and click and download the map. Or can they go to trailtozero.org? Can they also get the map there?
Yeah, that'll be on trailtozero.org.
Okay, Trail to Zero, it's spelled out to Trail T-O-Zero, trailtozero.org. And there are places there, if you want to be there where they start on Emmanuel Lutheran, which is not real far from WoWo. It's down there on Wayne Trace, just south of 469 at Emmanuel Lutheran. Then they come up through town and they go through Wayne Trace and all that, and then they stop at Parkview Field, and then they go on into downtown. Then they go to the courthouse, and that's where he said they do the group photo.
There's a photo op there.
Yeah, with that.
So they just finished one of these down in Lexington, and the week before they were in St. Louis. And it's very popular, and a lot of people want to come out not only and see the horses, but to visit with the veterans.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
If you go out there to University of St. Francis, they stop, and then Buckner Park, which is there on Bass Road, 6114 Bass Road. And then they do the last 2-point-whatever miles to get themselves in position to pull into the Veteran National Memorial and Museum. And there'll be another group photo there. That's the one out at 2122 O'Day Road. If you can't go anywhere except where it ends up, you want to be at 2122 O'Day Road, which is on O'Day, south of Highway 30, which is west of Fort Wayne. And that'll be a great time. I need to ask you the money question. I'm sure that dollars to support everything that's going on would not be a bad thing either. Where can people go to donate toward what it is you're trying to do?
Well, they can go to trailtozero.org, and that has all the information.
Okay.
There's a mailing address, but I won't bore you with that. But you could leave. We have donations at the Shrine. So if people are out there and they come to see Mike, or they just want to see the horses or see the brand-new Vietnam permanent wall, come out and visit with us. It's supposed to be a nice day, Saturday, 77, and partly sunny. So we're getting a real benefit after this week's weather.
You must be in good graces with all the meteorologists in the area for the day you guys got.
We've been pretty lucky.
Yeah,
even the dedication when you were out there.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. It was so clear. You know, when I sent producer John up in the Huey, you could hear him scream for 5 to 6 miles. It was just amazing. But you know, we took my in-laws out there to see the memorial wall 3-4 weeks maybe after we did the dedication, and just to be out there with nobody out there. Just to walk and to go along the wall, it really is a humbling thing, and you really get a sense of the import. I am so glad that you guys felt the need to bring a copy of the wall. And this isn't the mobile wall. This is ours.
This is ours. It's permanent.
Yeah, that's out there. My understanding, are there other wars you guys are going to commemorate? Are you going to do anything like a miniature Korea or anything else out there?
Oh yeah, we've got monuments that we have interest in, family sponsoring, company sponsoring. We'll be doing the Korean War, World War I, World War II.
Wow.
There will also be a Gold Star Families monument, and we'd like to get in the OEF and OIF Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Yeah.
And also the Afghanistan veterans. We need to do something for Iraq and Afghanistan. So those are on the drawing board, Pat. Also, a new chapel We're finishing the final architect rendering for that, which will come up in the spring. We have the columbarium, which is going to be next to the chapel, where GIs, veterans, men or women that are cremated and want to have their cremains at a monument and a memorial. That'll be available. Dave McComb has been instrumental in helping us.
Oh, that's awesome.
For that. And then we got a new museum coming, expansion. So we have a lot on the drawing board. And I'll tell you this about the wall. There's always somebody, no matter what time you go to the shrine, there'll be somebody at the wall.
Yep.
And you're right. It's very reflective. It's extremely quiet out there. They call it the healing wall, and you can see why when you're there. And there's not a ton of people like there were at the dedication. It's very moving, and it gives veterans a place to go and reflect and be by themselves and not have to put up with a lot of traffic or a lot of people talking or people on cell phones. I mean, it's a wonderful memorial.
Yeah, I will tell you, the day of the dedication was really amazing. I mean, I was so glad I was there, and the Huey helicopters and all the people and the food. It was just a tremendous day. The people, business people that helped make it happen, the people, you know, politicos out there, you know, Nelson Peters and some others, that helped to make it all happen, the commissioners. That was awesome. But to be out there where there's almost nobody else out there, and there's like an eerie quiet, you know,
mm-hmm.
It really, really, really is something. And I found it to be very moving. When people come out here for Trail to Zero, and if they come out there at 2122 O'Day Road, it's going to be exciting when the former governor, former vice president comes in, and you've got 29 others coming in on horses, and he makes his speech, and it's, you know, going to be, I think, fairly celebratory. But at the same time, I hope people take time to walk around the venue and to see everything that's available to them there. It really is something. And I want you to make me a promise, Eric, that as things go forward out there and there are other memorials that you guys complete and other programs like this that you guys do, you make sure you call us here. I hope you have found out over the last few years that when it comes to veterans and those that are serving us now, if we stand next to anybody on the Pat Miller program, we stand with you guys in standing with them.
We appreciate that. You know, the mantra out there, Pat, and you know this, is where no veteran is ever forgotten.
Yeah.
And we keep that in mind, and that's our mission, we'll continue to do events like Trail to Zero and other events out there.
Yep. Hey, listen.
We appreciate all your support.
Well, you bet. Always be there for you. Eric, thank you very much for coming on today.
You bet, Pat. No problem. Thank you. Have a great day and a great weekend.
Podcasts by Federated Media.